This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and a bit of a weird feeling here at home today because tomorrow is a public holiday here in South Africa. Not that for me it makes too much of a difference because I'm working anyway, but it kind of feels like a mini Friday today, which is pretty cool. I can tell you the traffic is non-existent. Seems like everyone's taking the week off, which is fab for me, who's still going through to the office every day. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be chatting some nutrition. We touch base with John Wilson to find out some of his Ironman nutrition strategies today. Before we get into that, a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. And I've been getting some amazing feedback about this product. If you haven't checked it out yet, now's your chance, and it is absolutely risk-free. I'm, of course, talking about S-Fuel's Ultra Endurance Drink Mix. It comes in three flavors, coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai, and it hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra-endurance training and racing. Now is the time to get rid of those sugary drinks and gels. You can fuel without the sugar swings, without the gut issues, and without the sugar inflammation. Because S-Fuels is giving you the chance to try out this Ultra Endurance Drink Mix absolutely risk-free. All you need to do is buy some. They'll cover the shipping. Plus, they're offering a money-back guarantee. So if you test it out and you're not entirely satisfied, they'll give you your money back. What have you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. If you'd like to find out more and check the product out, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. And yeah, go check it out. And I'd love to hear your feedback. Like I said, we're getting tons of great feedback through email, brad@thekonaedge, or on our Facebook page at thekonaedge. And if you have tried it out, let me know. Pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge, or Facebook is where you can find us. But make sure you check out those S-Fuels. The URL, once again, is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. You can also click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this on. If you're listening on the website, you can click through directly below the player as well. Or simply text the word S-Fuels, that's S-F-U-E-L-S, to 44222. And I'll send you all the details straight back. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat nutrition, the often forgotten discipline of triathlon. John Wilson joins us once again. John, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Brad. It's a pleasure to be here.
John, nutrition is something we haven't touched on at all in our previous chats, and it is a vital part of Ironman and triathlon success, and I'm sure it plays a big role in what you do as well.
Yeah, the fourth event. Without a doubt, it really matters a lot. And, I've learned there's so much information, you know, compared to the early days of triathlon. When I first started, I still kind of enjoy telling the story about going to Nice one year, and I had absolutely no idea, you know, what to do. And an experienced triathlete said, well, what are you going to eat on the bike tomorrow? And I said, oh, I've got some rice cakes with me because I don't want to eat too much. And of course, he gave me quite a lecture about you need food when you're racing. You know, you better get out there and get some food. So otherwise, you'll never even finish. So, today I take a much more scientific approach, I guess, to how I fuel during races. There's a lot of great information available out there. And, if you do your homework, it's all pretty freely available, but you wouldn't have
been out of place with a basket and a baguette on the front of your bike in Nice. It would have been, you would have looked the part.
That would have been perfect. Yeah. It absolutely would have been perfect.
Strap a baguette to your top bar. Let's talk about the way you approach race from a nutrition point of view. What is your race day strategy? Do you feel you've got it dialed in? I get the sense that you are always tweaking things, but as far as nutrition goes, do you think you've got it sorted?
Always thinking about it. But for myself, I definitely go into every race with a plan, and I know the plan now, so I don't have to do it any longer. But I used to actually mark it on my handlebars because I think I can speak for most people that do Ironman racing. Your mind doesn't work that well as the race goes on, and your ability to count, well, how many water bottles have I had, or some of that stuff starts to go out the window. So it's really important to have a plan and a simple plan, at least for me. And I think, I've played around with different things over the years, and, I think a lot of people really perhaps overthink it. There's a defined number of calories that your body can manage. You obviously can't replace them all in a long race. You're going to run a deficit. So how do you control that? And for me, I work with gels, and I'll take the whatever they're serving on the course. I've been pretty lucky. I don't have GI issues typically. I've really never gotten sick in a race. I have found that salt matters a lot for me. I take in Ironman races in particular, I take in a lot of salt tablets over the course of a race. I tend to get bloated sometimes on Gatorade or other sport drink that might be on the course, and so I'll switch to water. I never stop drinking. Hydration is absolutely critical, and if you don't get it right on the bike, you're doomed on the run. You've really got to stay on top of it. Once you get behind, there's no catching up. It's over, and you've got to just keep putting it down, even though you don't feel like drinking it. I think that for me, certainly the liquids are far more important than any of the solids. But I like to work. I carry one bottle that's kind of a slurry of gels that I'll make before the race, and I'll just sip away at that through the entire bike, so I don't have to be opening packets, and it makes it much easier for me. I can look at the bottle as I'm taking a drink of it, and I can tell how much I've where I'm at. I ought to be halfway through the bike, and that makes it easier. And then every aid station, I'm grabbing a bottle, and I want to make sure that bottle is empty when I get to the next aid station. And if I do that, I'm usually hitting the run in pretty good shape in any event. And I struggle a lot on the run, like everybody else does. I have a lot of trouble eating. So if I can just get down even a few gels, that's good. But the really important thing for me is to be taking 2 to 3 cups of whatever, Gatorade as long as I possibly can, and water. And at some point, usually deep into the run, I'll there's no question that cola or Red Bull helped me get through the last 6-8 miles. But, you know, once you make that switch to those, you got to stay on it because of the intense sugar hit.
As far as nutrition, as you're getting older, are you finding your needs are changing? Are you having to adapt that plan as you get older and race sort of later in your life?
Yeah, QT2, who I work with, they have some nutritionists. And it was really pretty interesting. I only did this once, but it was quite instructive for me, you know, where I really tracked my food, everything that I ate for a week. And one of the things I found, this is going back 6-7 years ago now, was that I really wasn't eating that much protein. I was very heavy on carbohydrates. And I was strongly advised to get more protein into my diet, and I have done that. And I think that's made a huge difference, actually. I'm not as hungry all the time with a little higher protein intake. And, I've definitely, over the past, number of years, I have, I've got a lot of friends who are vegans, vegetarians, all kinds of other different preferences. And, I kind of follow a little bit of all of them, but I don't buttonhole myself into anything. You know, I still I love a good steak. I love fish. And, I love ice cream. I think everything is good in moderation. The one thing I really try to stay away from is processed food. And I'm very conscious of sugar. Even sport drink. I tend to not use sport drinks in training much. I'll throw some fruit into a bottle and fill it with water and put one teaspoon of sugar in. Sugar is absolutely a killer. And, I try as best I can to stay away from it. It works really well racing, but I don't think you need quite so much of it in your daily life.
Couldn't agree more. John, it's been amazing catching up. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to following your progress as you head into that new age group in Kona 2018 and seeing how you progress on the Big Island this year.
Thank you very much, Brad. I really appreciate that. And, I'm very excited for 2018. And it's going to be a great year. And I hope you have a great year as well.
And that is it for this edition of the Kona Edge. I need to ask you a massive favor. I need positive vibes. I've got a pretty important meeting this evening, which could have a massive bearing on the future of the Kona Edge. So, fingers crossed. Come on, send positive energy and lots of vibes my way. And let's hope that things go according to plan. That's all I'm going to put out there. I've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, and all be revealed fairly shortly. So, all I'm asking for, some positive vibes. If you want to go over and above and beyond the call of duty, you can leave us an iTunes review as well. Above the positive vibes, it would be much appreciated. And I'll give you a shout out on the next edition of the podcast. Today's show was brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S Fuels Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. To try it out absolutely risk-free now, they'll cover the shipping plus give you a money-back guarantee. All you have to do is go to this URL, okay? It is theconeedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. You can also text that word to 44222 and I'll send you the details straight back. Or alternatively, just click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this in right now, below the podcast, and it'll take you straight to the page. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a great one. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.